here in the Conlin Center for the PacWest opener between the Dominican University of California Penguins and the Notre Dame De Namur Argonauts. Really a Bay Area rivalry, as they are two of the four teams in the Bay Area playing in the PacWest, and this is the PacWest opener. So we're going to give you some scores around the PacWest that tipped off around the same time that the women did. There are three other games. Fresno Pacific leading at halftime over Holy Names, 36-28. Point Loma out down in San Diego beating Dixie right now, 39-31. And then the Penguins at halftime up 32-26 over the Argonauts. Penguins shot at 43% from the field and held the Argonauts at 28%, but still only a six-point lead.
Well, it's been Nelson and Hyatt combining for 18 of Dominican's 32 points. So the front court has really done well to dominate early.
And we'll see how they can kind of keep that going, as really since the 10-minute mark of the first half, the Penguins were able to come back and really assert themselves as the more dominant team. Only up six, though, as the Argonauts have been able to hang in there. They'll see if they can kind of cut down on their turnovers. They are averaging 20-plus per game and already well on that way, as they have 12 first-half turnovers. On the floor for Coach Lacoste and the Penguins will be Yamauchi, Weathered, Marshall, Hyatt, and Nelson, the starting five that was out there for the first half. Deweese takes the dribble handoff, hands it off to Arianas. Now swung in the corner to Lacerona. Up top to Liana. She drives. Nice move. Off the glass, hard. Dominguez gets the offensive board, and she puts it up for two.
Nobody on the weak side glass for Dominican. Dominguez, right place, right time. Easy put back.
Argonauts in that zone. Free throw line jumper, hard off the glass. Just misses it. Liana gets the board for the Argonauts. They like to try to attack fast as Lacerona brings it up into the front court. She's dribbling on Marshall, gets all the way to the key, pulls back. Three-point attempt from Arianas, wide open, in and out. Fight for the rebound goes to Dominguez. She rips through, calls a jump ball, and it's going to go towards the Penguins.
Nice job by Nelson to get a hand in there to tie up Dominguez, but that's back-to-back offensive rebounds for Dominguez and the Argonauts. Penguins got a block out, and we're seeing an early substitution in the second half. McKeon coming on for Hyatt.
We'll see what that does here, as McKeon's more of a stretch four, as she can really hit the jumper from outside. We'll see what that causes here in the zone. Wide open three off the bench. McKeon in, and it's good. Nice call by LaCoach there to get the four, the swing four like we were talking about, the nice jumper. Wide open three, she knocks it down.
Well, Leon was standing in the paint, nowhere near to be found, and McKeon was wide open.
35-28. Dominguez has it on the elbow, and we're going to get a three-second call. She held the ball on that elbow just inside the black paint here in the Collins Center for 3 seconds. Ref right on it. She gives him the call, and it's going to be a turnover for the Argonauts. Coming in for the Penguins will be Holbrook, and for the Argonauts, it's going to be Wu, who was perfect from the three-point line in the first half for the Argonauts. Now Yamauchi passes half court, gives it over right wing Holbrook. McKeon up top, fakes jumper, gives back to Holbrook. Holbrook, wild dribble. She has to kind of run it down that right corner. Still has it up top, Weathered, inside Nelson. Nelson spins to the right, tumbles, tries to get a pass off, but instead, Wu steals it. Wu now racing 3-on-2. She goes to the left block. Her layup just missed. Offensive rebound, Dominguez. She misses the shot. She gets her own rebound. Still dribbling, hands it off to Arianas. Her turnaround jumper off the back of the rim. Rebound to Holbrook, and the Penguins now have it. They race quickly. Nice cross-court pass to Weather. She gets stripped by Liana, but it goes out of bounds, so the Penguins will keep it. Good defense by the Liana for the Argonauts to come back quickly.
And she sealed off the angle as Weathered had a straight line to the bucket and got all ball. Great defensive effort.
And Liana, the 5'10 junior from Hawaii, way to hustle down and really create a hard chance for Weathered. On the inbounds play, Nelson misses it. McKeon gets the rebound. She forces up a shot. It goes out of bounds. No contact made, and the Argonauts will have it. 35-28, 18-12 left in the second half. Penguins looking for that first conference win of the season here in the conference opener, as they are 2-3 overall. Dominguez free throw jumper missed. Weathered gets the rebound. Now it's Weathered trying to operate. She gets picked in the backcourt. Lacerona hits the floor. Nice pass over to Deweese. Her jumper from the free throw line. Good.
What a smart decision by Deweese. She could have gone one-on-one to try to get to the bucket, but realized she had a nice opportunity to knock down the jumper from the free throw line and took it.
Argonauts still in that zone. Holbrook has it in the right corner, swung around perimeter. McKeon's three-point attempt from the left wing, in and out, and Wu gets the rebound for the Argos. Now she races kind of awkwardly, has it. She was running too quickly for her own dribble, has to slow things down. Now she hands off to Lacerona. Lacerona drives, gets to the left block, pulls it back out, tries to pass it. Yamauchi's there to deflect it. causing a jump ball as both players hit the floor, and it's going to go with the Argonauts as it's the third jump ball of the game, second of this half, brings the ball back to the Argonauts. 35-30 with 17:22 left.
That's what Yamauchi does so well. Great defensive presence on the floor, active hands, was hounding Lurianus, and she was able to force the tie-up.
Off the sideline inbounds play, they go up to Dominguez. To Deweese on the right wing, using a Dominguez pick. Deweese throws up a three. No contact made as it's going to go air ball. She fell to the floor after the shot, trying to draw the call. And the ref now, coming from the sideline, is going to call that contact was made on the block. So it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Argonauts as contact was made. 11 seconds on the shot clock. 7:15 on the game clock. They go to Liana. Nice pump fake. Drives all the way to the paint. Misses the layup. Gets her own rebound. Another chance at it. She misses the second one. And the rebound goes to McKeon. Reaching foul called by Deweese. And the Penguins will have it, taking the ball from the baseline.
And that's where you would like to see Liana go with the right hand. She has an excellent left hand, but she was on the right side of the bucket and elected to go underneath. Scoop shot to the left side. Made it a tougher shot for herself. Couldn't finish.
Penguins up 5:17 left in this second half. Holbrook has it. Right wing. Looks like they're coming back to the man-to-man defense. Goes right wing over to Yamauchi. Inside, McKeon couldn't quite catch it as it was a nice entry pass just off the hands of McKeon, stolen by the Argonauts. Now it's Deweese, left corner, Wu. Her three-point attempt is just off the back of the rim. Holbrook grabs the board. Now Yamauchi going quickly, one-on-two, doesn't have the numbers. Instead, bangs into the Argo defender, able to finish off the glass. No foul called, but she got the bucket anyway, 37-30.
One-on-two, Yamauchi puts her head down and goes right over La Serona and finishes.
La Serona on the other end gets all the way to the paint, passes out to Deweese. Her three-point attempt missed, but another offensive board by the Argonauts as Wu was able to track it down. Now it's up top to Woods. Woods, her pass stolen as it's Weathered. Weathered one-on-one. Weathered Wu. Weathered, nice spin move. No one's there to help, and she finishes for two.
Oh, that's her bread and butter. Weathered going to the spin cycle right past Wu, and she had no chance.
39-30 as now the Penguins have a nine-point lead, causing a timeout from Coach Christensen of the Argonauts. And we'll be back at radio.dominican.edu with some more second-half action in PacWest play.
I gave a beaver an energy drink and it turned into a chainsaw. I gave a middle schooler an energy drink and it turned into a more annoying middle schooler. Hey, why are snakes bad at boxing? Because they don't have arms. You kidding me? They couldn't box at all. If an eel was taking a bath and you threw a toaster in, I bet it would.
And we're back at Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. It's the PacWest opener here in the Collins Center. Penguins up 9 over Bay Area rival Notre Dame, Dana Muir, 39-30. With 16 minutes left in this second half, it's handed off to Arianas off the inbounds play. She uses a nice screen from Skinner. Nice backdoor cut by Wu. She misses the layup. Woods gets the offensive board. She goes up for a layup attempt. Misses. Hyatt had good defense, and she gets the board. Now passed out to Yamauchi. Yamauchi free throw line, hands off, bounce pass to McKeon. McKeon drives, gets the blocking foul called. She finishes for two, and the Penguins up double digits with a chance to add on from the stripe.
And that's where you see the senior leadership and the awareness by Yamauchi. Came racing down, found the trailer in McKeon on the right side, and it looked like Arianas was in the restricted area. And McKeon, strong finish to the bucket.
And Arianas tried to get position there just a tad bit later. She was still moving the feet. McKeon, nice attack there. Finish for two. And McKeon, 5 points in this half alone with a chance to make it six here from the stripe. As the Penguins are really struggling on the rebounding side, but they're really doing a good job at stopping the second chance attempts as they've held the Argonauts to 25% from the field. Penguins up 42-30 as the free throw was netted by McKeon. Wu goes all the way, no defense, goes to easily, gets to the left block and finishes for a layup.
Got to stop the basketball.
Woods tried to go and gamble and a steal in the backcourt, but Weather was there to catch it and keep it for the Penguins. Trying to post up Hyatt on the inside. They do. She gets it on the right block. Spin move fouled by Skinner, and Hyatt will be going to the line as it was in the act of shooting.
And Hyatt just stronger in the lower body against Skinner. Really sealed her off, and Skinner got her on the arm.
Argonauts with 14 offensive rebounds, but they haven't been able to translate that into points as they're still trailing by 10, 42-32 here. Hyatt on the night, 8 points. This will be her first two free throw attempts on the game, and we're going to have a timeout here. I think it's going to be a media. Yeah, they're going to call a media timeout here with 15:25 left in the second half, and we'll be back at Penguin Radio, radio.dominica.edu.
I don't know who the real Fluffy is.
Penguins up 10, 42-32 with 15:26 left in the second half. Looking to go 1-0 in Pac West play as Lauren Hyatt will be to the stripe for her first two free throw attempts of the night. She knocks down the first one here on the season. She is 4 of 7 from the stripe, shooting it at 57%. But she does make that first one, 43-32 now for the Penguins. And on the night, they're 5 for 9 from the stripe. Still not to the level where they need to be, as they are on the season shooting at around 59%. Hyatt to the line for her second free throw here. And that one off the front rim as they split the pair again, and Woods gets the rebound for the Argonauts. Now up to Arianas on the right wing. She has Hyatt on her, that's a mismatch. She drives all the way, nice pass inside. Woods with the left hand gets fouled as Hyatt was trying to help defense. She made contact on the arm, and that's gonna send Woods to the line for two free throws.
Good dribble penetration. And Woods was left open underneath the bucket as two Penguins came to collapse. Woods earning herself a trip to the line.
Woods, 2 points on the night as she's got them both from the free throw line as she's 2 for 2 from the stripe. She makes the first of the pair. Now 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Lead back to 10. Argonauts gonna try to cut it into single digits here with another Woods free throw. The lefty dribbles hard off the ground, misses the second as she splits the pair, and McKeon gets the rebound for the Penguins. They operate quickly, get it to Weather on the right wing. She gets to the paint. Her jump shot missed as chasing it down was the Argonauts as they get the board. That's Alcantara, the freshman. She gets all the way to the front court. No one stops her. And now finally Marshall steps in, gets a steal off of it, and she passes to Yamauchi. Once again to Weather quickly. Weather 2-on-2, decides to pull the ball back, jump stop, give it over. McKeon, left side jumper, mid-range jumper. She knocks it down as McKeon, 7 points. No, now 10 points in the second half alone.
Great ball movement. Extra pass from Marshall over to McKeon in the corner.
And on the other end, the Argonauts missed a shot, but Woods with another offensive board as they are pounding the glass. We'll see if they can kind of execute and take advantage of that. Wu drives, another missed jumper as Nelson gets the board. Yamauchi has it, 5-on-4. They go to Weather, right wing. She drives all the way, avoids the defense of Arianas, finishes softly off the glass for two.
Arianas had to set the charge, and Weather slipped right by her. Great body control for the finish.
Now 47-33. Penguins extending this lead in the second half as they have been all over it defensively here. making the jump shots tough for the Argonauts, shooting just under 25% on the game. Deep three by the freshman Alcantara. That one missed. Nelson had the rebound but knocked out of her hands as Alcantara followed her shot, got the board. Woods has it, left elbow, bounce pass inside, stolen as Nelson gets a hand on it. Now Yamauchi has it, 4-on-3. They go to Weather once again on the right wing. Spin move off the glass and just missed. And it's going to be Weather going to the line for two free throws.
Yamauchi has led two beautiful fast breaks, and both have been Weathered streaking down that right wing. And Yamauchi, great court vision, has found her twice. Weathered got a bucket on one end. Now she'll go to the line for the second.
Weathered on the night, 11 points on 5 of 10 shooting from the field. And from the stripe, she's 1-for-2, and she just misses the first one. So now 1-for-3 from the free throw line. And she is shooting 60% on the season from the free throw line. You expect a little bit numbers from her, a little bit better numbers from her, as she is one of the better mid-range jump shooters. Her second free throw is good. So again, Penguins split the pair, moving them to 6 of 12 on the day from the free throw line. Up 48-33 as La Serona checks in. She has it. Yamauchi guarding her all the way by where the half court line is. La Serona being pressured, still has it right wing. She picks up the dribble, goes right corner to Weiss. They need the three. Off the back of the rim, bounces around twice and just misses. Nelson gets the board. Now Nelson dribbling, avoiding three defenders here. Hands it off to Yamauchi, now up to Weather. The pressure creating a disadvantage, 3-on-2. They get it to Marshall, nice pass. Just missed the layup as Liana got the rebound. Marshall reaches in, knocks it off, but it goes off her hand, and it's going to be Argonaut ball. 13-11 left.
That was a nice find by Weathered. Penguins got the ball to the middle of the floor, and Marshall was coming down that right wing, just couldn't finish.
48-33, Penguins up by 15 here with 13 minutes left in the second half. La Serona over to Weiss, left wing, trying to find a cutting Liana. Instead, it goes to Arianes, right wing Liana. Up top to Bradley. Bradley's three-pointer missed, but they get another offensive rebound. It's Liana who chased it down. Now over La Serona. She drives, swung over. DeWeese, three from the corner. They knock it down, and they finally take advantage of the second chance opportunity as it's DeWeese in the left corner for three. And in the backcourt picked, it's La Serona who got the steal. She hands it off to DeWeese. Now another three here, trying to take advantage. She missed, and it's Boscarino with the defensive board. Now Bosco driving all the way, being pressured by DeWeese. She gets all the way to the paint, elevates. No foul called on a lot of contact. Nelson gets the offensive board. She raises up for a shot, and she gets fouled. Coach Lacoste not happy, as it looked like a foul should have been called when Boscarino drove to the hoop, but instead they're going to get it with Nelson going to the rack, as she's going to have a chance at two free throws.
Well, Boscarino did well to be strong with the basketball and certainly looked like she got hacked by Bradley, but Nelson was there to follow it up.
And Nelson on the night, 10 points on 5 of 10 shooting. This will be her first two free throws. She does have 8 rebounds as well. She made the first, and it's going to be a timeout taken by Coach Lacoste. And we'll be back, 12:24 left at Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Here's the good times, baby, now it's up to you. Tell me, darling, what it is you want to do. If you want me, you know I could be with you. We always got tonight. Always got tonight. You say you're happy that you found somebody new. Leaving, gone for a day or two. Think it over, I can make it up to you. We always got tonight. Always got tonight. There ain't no stars up in the sky. I wonder why I get so blue over you. It doesn't matter what you say. Take it easy, tell him at your telephone. If he calls back, just pretend you're all alone. If you love me, then it isn't really wrong. We always got tonight. Always got tonight. There ain't a cloud up in the sky. Don't know why I feel so blue without you. You tell me now.
Nelson made the first of her two free throw attempts. Timeout was taken, so now she'll be going to the line for her second free throw attempt of the game and of the trip here. She misses it as, once again, the Penguins split the free throws. Now 8 for 15 from the line on the game. Liana got the rebound. She has it, dribbles behind her back, hands off to Lacerona. Now another dribble handoff. That's to Alcantara. Passed over to Bradley. Bradley moved too quickly, and that's going to be a travel with 12:10 left in the second half. This is the PacWest opener for both teams. Penguins enter this game at 2-3. The Argonauts enter at 2-5 on the season. These two teams met twice last year in conference play, with the Penguins taking both games of the season series. Right now up 49-36 over the Bay Area rival. Weathered has it, being trapped. She gives it off to Yamauchi, now swung over Boscarino, right wing. She drives baseline, tries to find Nelson inside, but it's deflected by the Argonauts. Now Boscarino tried to quickly act and play defense, pressure-wise, on Wu there off the turnover, but instead she get called for a reach-in foul, and that's the second team foul by the Penguins.
Well, Boscarino was driving baseline, collapsed the defense, and tried to shovel her pass underneath to Nelson, but good hands by Arianas to get a piece.
Liana has it, trying to operate isolation. Looked like a travel as she did, looks like four steps, but instead she goes up for a shot, gets blocked by Nelson, gets her own rebound, goes up for another shot, and gets fouled by Nelson that time on the second attempt. So it will be Liana going to the line for two free throws on the shot.
Liana a little bit out of control, but stuck with it, drew the foul. Looks like Nelson got her with the body.
Liana, the junior from Hawaii, standing at 5'10", is 3 for 8 from the field today. She has 8 rebounds, now 7 points as she makes the first free throw, 49-37. Argonauts hanging around there despite their struggles from the field, shooting 25% as both free throws were made, 49-38. Argonauts are 10 for 11 from the free throw line today. Boscarino has it as the Penguins beat the press. She picks up the dribble, throws it out wildly to McKeon. McKeon catches it, controls. Now another bad pass as stolen by Lacerona. Lacerona bounce pass inside. Arianas layup off the glass, and the Argonauts are on their way back in this one.
Argonauts still showing a lot of fight. That was a lazy pass. Lacerona stepped in the middle and picked it off and led the break.
Penguins struggling with the pressure as they're kind of running and rambling around. Boscarino has it right corner. Inside, down to Nelson. Nelson spins to her right, met by a wall, forces up a shot. Missed it. McKeon battling for the rebound is able to knock it off an Argonaut, and the Penguins will keep possession. 49-40 with 11 minutes left in this second half. Argonauts not going away as they've had a 6-0 run here to climb back in it. Yamauchi directing traffic on the inbounds play. They find Weathered inside. Nicely done as she goes softly off the left block to finish for two. Now Argonauts racing quickly. They get up to Wu, who's able to streak and find no one there. She elevates for two, gets fouled, and she'll be going to the line for two free throws.
Got to get back. Great look ahead. Lacerona to Wu, the only Argonaut underneath the basket. She was able to draw the foul, going strong up against Weathered.
Man, they caught the Penguins sleeping there as Wu was able to streak and beat the Penguin defenders. Her first free throw is missed off the right side of the rim. And she is now 3 for 4 from the stripe as she has 8 points in total with 1-3 to the stat sheet. 51-40 now. Second free throw made by Wu, so it's a 10-point deficit for the Argonauts. They set up that pressure once again, and it's Yamauchi driving on Wu, and a reach-in foul called on Wu. She was just past half court when that foul occurred. 16 foul by the Argonauts. And that's going to be the first personal on Wu. No team really in foul trouble, as it's been a pretty low-key game in terms of whistles being blown by the referees. Double-digit lead, 10 points. Penguin advantage here. Yamauchi swung around perimeter. They find Weathered, left wing. Back up top to Yamauchi. Back over Weathered, left wing. Cross court pass to the right corner, Yamauchi. She fakes left, gets a defender on her feet. Elevates for two, just misses the shot. But Weathered does a nice job on the offensive glass. Puts it in for two, gets fouled. And Danny Weathered taking over, 53-41.
In traffic. Tough rebound by Weathered and went up strong. Took the contact and laid it in.
And Marshall, we know she loves to get in that triple threat position and fake either the shot or the pass. She faked the pass, got the defender on her foot, and was able to collapse in the side, get the Notre Dame Dana Muir defense to collapse, that is, and create an opportunity for Weather to get the rebound. But she misses the free throw, 53-41. Liana fakes three, now takes the three. No one on her. She misses. That's a shot that you'd like to give Liana, as she hasn't proved that she can knock down the three ball yet. And Weather now has it. She goes 3-on-2. Nelson, mid-range jumper. That went off the left side of the rim. And a fight for the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to go to the Argonauts, 53-41.
Well, Nelson was wide open. They had to respect the penetration of Weathered, and that left an open Nelson. And she usually knocks that down from the corner.
Pace has picked up here in the second half. Liana drives all the way, has a lefty scoop layup, missed. Arianas gets the offensive board, and she misses the putback. Nelson gets the rebound, and she is fouled by Arianas on the reach-in. So it's going to be 1-1, as that's the eighth team foul by the Argonauts.
Something that I've seen that's different this year opposed to last year, when Nelson gets a rebound, she keeps it high, and she's got the two elbows out there, really protecting the ball, being strong with the basketball. And there, she was in the midst of a double team coming off a rebound, was strong with the orange, got fouled. She's going to the line.
Nelson on the day, 11 points, 10 rebounds now, and 4 blocks. She almost had a triple-double in her last home game with blocks, points, and rebounds. This time doing another good job filling the stat sheet as she makes the first of now 2 free throws, as it was a 1-1, so the second one not guaranteed, but it is now with that first one being netted. 54-41, Penguins leading, looking for that first PacWest win here in the home open in the PacWest opener. She misses the second. Penguins once again split the pair as Lacerona races into the front court. Liana has it right wing, no one on her. As Nelson going to respect that. As now Liana drives. Don't know how that happened, but she was able to go all the way to the glass, scoop layup, and finish for two. Even with Nelson sagging, Liana was able to drive and finish for two. Nice drive by Weathered. She looked, had her head up, and passed over to Nelson. Nelson was able to finish for two. And on the inbounds play, no pressure. Liana got her feet on the line, so it's going to be a turnover called, and the Penguins will take the ball out from the baseline.
A little mental lapse by Liana on the inbound. But the Penguins do an excellent job of breaking the pressure, get it up court to Weathered, and a nice no-look pass to Nelson.
Off the inbounds play, it's going to be a bounce pass to Weathered. Weathered goes up for two, gets fouled. Lacerona didn't like it. She slams the ball in frustration. She gets called for a technical. So there will be loads of free throws here coming up as Weathered will get 2 from the stripe on the foul. And then Lacoste will have the opportunity to pick who's going to take the 2 free throws on the technical.
It was a quick inbounds to Weathered. And when she turned, she didn't see Lacerona coming over for the double, and it looked like Lacerona got all ball. And I can understand her frustration. However, can't slam the ball in this situation.
And they'll first be shooting the technical free throws here, as it's Yamauchi on the night, 1-for-2 from the free throw line. And the first of her 2 free throw technicals missed off the back rim. Penguins have got to improve on the free throw shooting, as now they are 9-for-19 from the stripe. This game could be out of reach if you shoot a respectable number from the free throw stripe. And the technicals don't matter here as Yamauchi missed the pair. So all it's going to do is give Lacerona her 4th foul as she's going to come out now, coming in, checking in for the Argonauts, and taking Lacerona's place will be Wojtek.
And you bring up a good point, partner. Penguins are up 13. But when games get close, you got to knock down your free throws.
Might start implementing the Hack-a-Shack opportunities to send the Penguins to the line, as now Weathered goes to the stripe for her 1-of-2. She misses, so now Penguins on this trip 0-for-3 from the free throw line, and what could have been a real momentum swinger to really put this game away. Penguins only get 1 point off of it, and it's 57-43. Now Arianas brings it up, passes half court, thrown over to Deweese. Deweese fakes 3. Yamauchi, nice help defense, she gets the steal. Try to outlet it over to Weathered. Her pass deflected off Weathered, and it's going to be Argonaut ball. As nice steal there by Yamauchi, which tried to go too quickly. She threw it away, so now it's turnover back to the Argonauts. 9:23 in the second half, 57-43, Penguins lead. It's left wing over to Wojtek. She spins around, gives it off to Deweese. Deweese, her three-pointer, they need it, missed. Nelson can't grab down the rebound as it's Woods. Woods inside, throws up a wild two-point attempt as she misses it, and Nelson gets the board this time. Now Yamauchi has it. 2-on-2, gives it off Marshall. Marshall drives, gets all the way to the paint. Her shot deflected as McKeon was able to chase it down. Thrown across court over Yamauchi, right wing. Tried to post up McKeon, thrown over her head. Liana gets the steal. Now racing in the front court, Deweese has it. Weather, good job forcing her to bring it out. And it's going to go back to Arianas. Arianas drives, and Marshall called for the reach-in as she couldn't move her body quick enough to keep up with Arianas. And that's going to be her 3rd personal foul, 15th foul on the Penguins. 57-43 here in the PacWest opener. Penguins leading over the rival Argonauts with 8:46 left in the second half. On the inbounds play, Liana goes to Arianis. They go inside to Bradley. Bradley drives to her left, throws up a two-point attempt, missed. Another offensive rebound by the Argonauts as it goes out of bounds, and they'll have another chance off the baseline inbound play.
That's Deweese at 5-6, earning the Argonauts a second possession, fighting for that loose ball over the 6-4 Nelson. If you're Nelson, you got to win that.
Arianis inbounds over Deweese. Reach in by Weathered, knocked away. It's going to stay with the Argonauts, but 27 on the shot clock. 8:37 on the game clock. Penguins took the two meetings between these two teams last season as they swept the season series. We're going to have a mop up on the floor. It's a little slippery by the Argonauts bench here. And with 8:37, Swanee, how do the Penguins really pull away? Because they've had this double-digit lead for the whole second half, but they haven't been able to really distance themselves enough to where this game has felt comfortable.
Well, even though the Argonauts are hanging around, the Penguins have done well to break the pressure and get themselves easy buckets. They've gotten to the line. They just haven't converted as much as they would like to, but it does help when you're playing excellent defense in the second half.
Argonauts shooting 24.6% from the field and just 13% from three-point line, as they've only been able to knock down two of their 15 attempts from the three-point stripe. I should call it a three-point arc, not a stripe. We're not talking about free throws here. Caught myself there. 8:37 left as now play will resume as they were able to get that situation cleared up. They go to Bradley off the inbounds play. She has it up off her head. Throws over to Wojtek on the left wing. Wojtek, a nice crossover move. Gets into Liana on the left block. Liana operating on McKeon. She goes under her. Misses the shot, but gets down the offensive rebound. Didn't hit the rim, so shot clock did not reset. 10 on the clock. They go inside to Bradley. Bradley swung over to Deweese, but before that happened, a reach-in foul called by the far side referee, and they're going to call that one on Danny Weather, her third personal 16 foul. So the next foul will send the Argonauts to the line for a one-on-one opportunity. And we're going to have another wipe up here as the second half has created a lot of wetness on the floor. 8:17 left in the second half. Penguins up 57-43, and the Argonauts have done it. They've been able to really stay in this game with the crashing the offensive boards. They've gotten 21 now offensive rebounds, and they've gotten 23 defensive rebounds, so almost as many offensive boards as defensive rebounds in this one. That's how they've been able to stay in it, as they've only shot 24% from the field. Arianis has the inbounds play set up, and it's Yamauchi almost with the steal as it goes off her hands and out of bounds. So stay with the Argonauts once again, and there's another attempt at an inbounds play, as it seems like we've gotten a lot of that in the last 30 seconds.
The Argonauts have run the same inbounds play three times in a row. Yamauchi read it all day, almost came up with the steal.
Now it's Arianis up top. She fakes right, goes left, picks up her dribble. Good defense by Weathered, and Yamauchi gets the steal. Now she has a wide open look at a layup, and she goes softly, and it's good. 59-43.
That time, Yamauchi converts on the steal, and she gets herself 2 points.
Argonauts have had a problem taking care of the rock, as it's now their 20th turnover. Lastrona hands off. Left elbow jumper by Wu. Nice touch as she finishes it off. 59-45.
That was a great dribble handoff. Lastrona going left, gave it off to Wu, then set an excellent screen on Marshall to free up Wu.
Yamauchi single-handedly beats the press, gives it off for a nice mid-range jumper for Nelson. She misses the jumper, knocked out of bounds by the Argonauts, and the Penguins will keep possession here with 7:38. We have another media timeout. We'll be back at Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing.
back to Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu. PacWest opener. Penguins lead over the Argonauts 59-45 on the inbounds play from the baseline. Penguins have it. It's Weather right wing. She drives, spin move. Gives off to Nelson. Nelson has it above her head. Throws back to Yamauchi. Yamauchi free throw. Jumper good. Yamauchi played a great second half here, doing it both on the offensive and defensive side. 61-45 Penguins lead. Wu gets the ball as they try to attack quickly. She has to pull it back out. Throws over Lacerona, uses the Dominguez screen. Thinks three, gives it off to Wu. Wu now uses another Dominguez screen, picks up dribble at the free throw line, hands off to Liana. Liana missed the jumper as it hits nothing, hits off the back of the backboard. And Yamauchi, I think, got the offensive board and called in a reach-in foul. It's going to be Lacerona. And that will be her fifth, disqualifying her from the game, as they're going to need a sub to come in for the starting guard, as she is now fouled out. And that's the 10th team foul on the Argonauts, so Penguins will go to the line for two guaranteed free throws.
Last possession, that was a great job by Yamauchi to use the crossover and execute a well-picked screen for Nelson as she planted herself and Yamauchi with the patience to come off that screen and hit the jumper.
Yamauchi 1-for-4 from the free throw line tonight, but she makes the first one there, moving her for 2-for-5 on the night. Now 62-45, she misses the second. 7:03 left in the second half. Penguins have been able to extend this lead, but still don't feel comfortable as Wu attacks quickly. Looks like she tripped, but they're going to call Marshall on a reach-in foul. Wu got bailed out there. I didn't see any contact made, but instead the whistle happened. 17th foul, sending Wu to the line for a 1-on-1.
I think Wu tripped over her own feet, and that's the second raw deal Marshall has had tonight.
That's the fourth personal foul on Marshall, sending Wu to the line. She makes the first of the 1-on-1, guaranteeing her a second attempt from the stripe. And on the night, Wu has had a productive day, one of only two double-digit scores for the Argonauts, as she now has 13 points on 5 of 7 from the stripe. Yamauchi breaks the press, gives it off to Nelson. Nelson's shot wide open there from the block, but she misses it, rolls out, and the Argonauts get the board.
That's one Nelson would love to have back. Great penetration by Yamauchi to break the press.
Wu gives over to Dominguez. Dominguez back to Wu. Wu goes up for a shot and gets blocked by Nelson. Yamauchi races quickly, throws off to Jesse Marshall. Met there by Arianas, but it was able to shoot it over her and finish for two.
Yamauchi all night has led a fabulous fast break. That time Marshall able to take the contact and finish strong.
That's Yamauchi's fifth assist there. She was able to dump it off to Marshall. Now on the other end, Wu's three-point attempt hits nothing as its air ball goes out of bounds and the Penguins will get possession. 64-47 with 6:14 left in the second half. Coach Lacoste calling on Boscarino to check in for the Penguins, taking the spot of Jesse Marshall. And inbounding the ball will be McKeon on the baseline. Going south to north here in the Collins Center. Yamauchi back to McKeon. Almost a backcourt violation called there. They give it over to Boscarino, right wing. She drives, gets knocked out from behind her, and it's going to go out of bounds. Penguins will keep it. 64-47 here. Inbounded to Weathered. Weathered drives, gets a double team. Still going to go up for a shot, and she finishes over the smaller end Contra for her another point, 66-47.
She weaved around Woods, then got herself matched up against Alicantara. Nice finish.
Weathered with 19 points on the night now, pacing the Penguins, and the overall leading game scorer as Arianas on the other end forces up a jumper. Really good defense there by the Penguins, but she's able to finish from the free throw line. It's at 66-49 now. Again, Penguins break the press, setting up Nelson for a wide open shot. She misses once again, gets her own rebound, and misses a second attempt, as Nelson not being able to convert on the other end has left the door open for the Argonauts. Now Arianas drives, gets fouled on the fast break as Boscarino is going to be called on the reach-in, sending Arianas to the line for a 1-on-1.
It looks like Nelson has some tired legs going on right now. But I'll tell you, Yamauchi has had no trouble with the pressure tonight. She has broken that Argonaut press with ease.
Checking in for the Argonauts will be Skinner and Wu taking the spot of Dominguez and Woods. And it's going to be Arianas to the line for her free throw attempts. It is a 1-on-1 here. And Arianas on the night is 2-for-2 from the stripe. She makes the first, giving her another chance at a free throw here. 66-50, Penguins up 16. The Argonauts are climbing back here slowly but surely. They knock down the pair. 66-51. 5:24 left in this one. Once again, they set up the same play as Weather catches it at midcourt. Two on one, Weather, Nelson. Weather gives off to Nelson. Nelson goes quickly. She misses another shot and a rebound there by Skinner inside.
That's the third layup Nelson has missed. These are point blank opportunities.
Arianas drives quickly, doesn't look to pass. She forces up a shot. Nelson gets the board, rips through. Arianas called on a reach in foul, sending Nelson to the line for two free throws.
I do like to see that though. She gets back on defense, able to secure the board, and once again, strong with the basketball.
66-51, 5:05 left in the second half. Penguins leading. Nelson will be going to the line for two free throws here as they are on the double bonus. Nelson on the night, 2 of 4 from the free throw stripe. She makes the first. 67-51 now. Penguins 2-3 on the season, but this is the Pac West opener. Always want to start the Pac West Conference play with a win, and Nelson on her second free throw. Just barely grazes the net, goes out of bounds, and the Argonauts will take possession. 67-51. Wu brings it up past half court. Penguins up 16. Arianas has it. Boscarino guarding Arianas. Handed off to Skinner. Now a top three-point line. Now Contra fakes. Getting a lot of playing time with Lacerona having to come out. They give over Wu. Now back to Alcantara. Alcantara drives, gets into the paint, thrown out to Arianas. Deep three, and another air ball here as it goes out of bounds. Penguins will take it.
Arianas didn't have her feet set at all. Let that fly. Got to have your feet aligned, ready to fire.
And checking in for Arianas will be DeWeese, as one senior checks in for the other. 67-51, Penguins lead. On the inbounds, it goes to Yamauchi, back to McKeon, back to Yamauchi. Yamauchi breaks it down to Nelson once again. Nelson goes up, and this time she knocks it down. 69-51.
Just dropped the shoulder right into Skinner, able to finish strong. That's the Sarah Nelson we're used to seeing.
Woof, nice little dribble move there to go to the right in the paint. Thrown over to Liana. She misses the three-point attempt, and a nice strong rebound there from Weather. They bounce pass over to Boscarino, right wing. Bosco drives, hangs, elevates, misses the shot. Nelson offensive board. She finishes it in for two. 20-point lead now for the Penguins, 71-51. And we're going to have a stoppage here as DeWeese in the front court was still down, holding her nose as she's now walking off a little bit in pain. As she's going to have to come out, I think. It might be a bloody nose. Checking in for her. DeWeese will be Arianas.
She was the one that collided with Weathered on that rebound.
And we're going to have a timeout called by Coach LaCosta. Penguins have stretched things out here, 71-51. And make sure you stay tuned for the men's game, tipping off at 7:30. They'll also be playing against the Argonauts, who they swept last season as well. So stay tuned at radio.dominica.edu for some more second half action. Penguins already have 39 second half points as they only finished the first half with 32. Still 4 minutes left to play here. Looking for that first Pac West win. Liana has it for the Argonauts. She drives, scoop right, righty layup missed, but she gets her own rebound once again. She goes up, Nelson meets her and blocks it. Yamauchi has the loose ball. 3-on-2, thrown over Weather, left block. She gives back Nelson, mid-range jumper from inside the paint, knocked it down.
Weather just looks like she's a step ahead of everyone on the court. Great shovel pass to Nelson, finding the trailer for the bucket.
Woo, elbow jumper. Yamauchi thought she got all ball, but she's going to get called for the contact, and it's going to send Woo to the line for two free throws. Yamauchi's first personal foul, ninth team foul for the Penguins, so the next foul will send the Argonauts to the line for two free throws. Woo on the night, 13 points, leading the Argonauts, and she's 6-for-7 from the free throw line. But she missed the first free throw there. 73-51, Penguins lead. And looking forward to the next game for the Penguins, they will take on Holy Names down in Oakland, so it will be a road game December 6th at 2. I believe that's Saturday, if I got my days correct. Yes, that's going to be Saturday at 2. That will be the next game for the Penguins. Wu makes the second. Nice press breaker once again. Boscarino has a layup on the lefty block, and she knocks it down. A Skinner kind of did a flop there trying to get the charge call. Refs were smarter than that, and Boscarino laid it off the glass for 2.
Well, you and I were talking about this off-air during the timeout. The Penguins have consistently run the same press breaker, and it's worked to perfection.
Yeah, every time it's working there. As Skinner misses the shot, Penguins get the rebound. It's Yamauchi over to Boscarino. Nice pass, McKeon down low. She goes up, just misses the righty hook, and it's grabbed by Bradley on the glass for the Argonauts. Now it's Bradley who dribbles it all the way up on the right wing. She does a nice spin move, gets inside. Nelson meets her up top once again to get a block. Gets the rebound on the rip through. Once again, a foul called on the Argonauts, and Nelson's going to the line for 2 free throws.
Nelson showing her presence on the defensive side of the ball. So long, able to get a piece of a lot of shots.
Nelson leading the game now with 21 points on 9 of 20 shooting. She is 3-for-6 from the free throw line, has 16 rebounds. So what a day for her. Like we were saying off air, could have been 30-plus points if she was able to knock down some of those layups. But instead, still a nice, very, very nice game for her. She has 21 points. 3-for-6 from the line, like we said, just missed that one. It's now 3-for-7 from the free throw line. 75-52, Penguins lead. They split the pair once again on the day. 13 of 27 from the free throw line. Not very good, but still good enough to get this lead. 76-52. Arianas has it. Swung over right wing to Skinner. Skinner fake shot, now drives. Yamauchi with another steal. Nice anticipation there as she's able to get in the passing lane and steal it. She brings it up to the front court, giving it off to Bosco. Now left elbow to Nelson, swung over right corner, weathered. No need to rush here as they're just swinging around the perimeter. Yamauchi has it right wing. Her three-point attempt missed, but weathered. Nice offensive board over the smaller Alcantara, as it's going to be called on Alcantara. She's going to get a reach-in foul. Even though the bucket did go, the foul's going to be called on the ground, sending Weathered to the line for 2 free throws.
It's a smart play by Weathered. Recognized Yamauchi was going to put up the 3. Started to crash the glass immediately and earned herself a trip to the line. And I'll tell you, Temple, Sarah Nelson has put in some serious work in the offseason. She really asserts herself offensively and defensively.
Yeah, much improvement from last year to this year, as she's been a much stronger rebounder and has a force inside on both the offensive and defensive sides. And what the foul call was there is they're going to call a foul off ball, as Weathered, we thought the foul was going to be called on her, but it's going to be off ball, sending McKeon to the line for 2 free throws as she misses the first. And Nelson's going to check out to a big applause here. Has 22 points, 17 rebounds. Not a shabby night for her as McKeon splits the pair, 79-52.
Monster game for Nelson.
Wojtek brings it up. Wojtek, her 3. Was that Wojtek or Alcantara?
Looked like Alcantara.
Alcantara, nice pass there by Wojtek to give it to Alcantara, and she knocks down the 3, 79-55. Once again, the press broken. They give it up to Weathered, who has it atop the key, swung over. Boscarino, left corner. She fakes right, goes left. Her shot, hook shot, just off the front of the rim, missed it. But Weathered in the backcourt gets a steal attempt. She knocks it out, and the ball rolled out of bounds. Cheerleader picked it up, and they're going to call it off the Penguins as the Argonauts will take possession. 79-55 with 1:47 left in the second half. Penguins on their way to their first conference win here, moving them to 1-0 on the PacWest season, and 3-3 overall. Right wing jumper by Bradley. That one's smooth. They needed that a little bit earlier, as it's 79-57.
Bradley, the stretch 4, showing a little distance from long range.
Press broken, given off to Boscarino. She elevates, finishes for 2. Easy bucket for her, 81-57. As it's Wojtek bringing it past half court. Dribble handoff over to Wu. Wu has Yamauchi on her, picks up her dribble. Swung atop the key, deep 3 by Alcantara. They knock it down. Now the Argonauts starting to shoot their way back into it a little bit too late, 81-60.
Well, Coach Christensen, she's got a promising shooting guard in Alcantara. She's got some range as a freshman.
Sorensen, who just checked in, got a nice basket off the easy press break, 83-60. Penguins up by 23. Alcantara will take another three-point attempt. That one off the back of the rim, and Bradley gets the board. And off ball, we're going to have a technical foul called. I think it's going to be called on Weathered. Yeah, they're going to get it on Weathered. I don't know what she did there. Couldn't quite see. Did you see what happened there?
I was obstructed as well.
They're going to get a technical foul on Weathered, sending Alcantara to the line for two free throws here, and they will keep possession as it was off ball. 51 seconds left. This will do nothing in terms of changing the momentum of the game, but it will pad the stats for Alcantara. She's done a nice job coming in for Lacerona off the bench.
Her and Wojtek, the two freshman guards, have a lot of promise, and they've produced very well off the bench.
This is a team that has very heavily relied on their juniors and seniors, as they have 10 upperclassmen and only 4 underclassmen. But it's nice to see, like you said, the freshman guards playing well here in extended minutes for the Argonauts. First of the two technicals, bangs off the back of the rim and missed it, and she misses the pair as it goes off the right side of the rim. So both teams having trouble shooting the technical fouls, as Yamauchi for the Penguins missed the pair earlier on, and now for the Argonauts it was Alcantara. She missed the pair of technical fouls. 83-60, Penguins lead. And I was wrong on that, partner. My bad. The Penguins will get the ball off the inbounds play as it goes to Castro, who just checked in. She's got 3 Argonaut defenders on her. Instead, decides to hand off to Holbok. Holbok tries to pass back to Castro, but before that happened, a reach-in foul called on Alcantara, as it's going to be Holbok going to the line for 2 free throws.
I'll give credit to Castro to keep the dribble alive. 3 Argonauts hounding her, and she was able to weave through traffic.
Holbok, a quiet night for her, as she was the team's second leading scorer coming into this one. Just 3 points now as she made the first free throw. And she nets the pair there. Gets both free throws to go. 85-60, Penguins are going to be 1-0 on PacWest play and move it back to 500 at 3-3. A nice home victory here over the rival Argonauts. Up top, it's Wojtek. Down low to Bradley. Bradley drives. Ball gets loose. No one saw it as Skinner was able to pick it up. Alcantara, her 3, off the left side of the rim. Loose ball as it goes all the way back to half court off someone's shoe, and it's going to go to the Penguins. 18 seconds left, so no shot needed here as the shot clock has been turned off. Make sure you stay tuned for the men's game at 7:30, as it's going to be the Argonauts versus the Penguins in that one as well, as it will be the men's home opener in PacWest play. And Penguins, instead of just dribbling out the clock, they decide to pass and it gets stolen. So now the Argonauts will have one more shot to add to their score total. It's a 3-pointer from Wu off the right side of the rim. Holbok gets the board, and that's going to do it, folks. Penguins knock down the victory 85-60 and move to 1-0 in PacWest play as they defeat the rival Argonauts by double digits.
How about that second half? Outscoring the Argonauts 53-34. That's second half domination right there.
And they held the Argonauts to 25% shooting. They were 20 of 80 from the field and 18% from the three-point line, as they were just 4 of 22. So really good job by the defense creating tough chances for the Argonaut shooters. And even though they had 25 offensive rebounds, didn't matter much, as the Penguins were able to do it on the other side, scoring, shooting 45% from the field themselves. So able to get a double-digit victory. Penguins win here big. And it was Sarah Nelson with 22 points on 9 of 20 shooting, 17 rebounds and 6 blocks, I believe, for her. And then Weathered with 21 points also chipped in a very nice day on 9 of 14 shooting. The Penguins get the victory over the Argonauts, and their next game will be Saturday against Holy Names. In terms of their next time back home, we will be broadcasting the December 13th game against Northwest Nazarene. That is not a conference game, as that's an out-of-conference game against Northwest Nazarene, and that'll be at 2 p.m. So tune in December 13th for some more ladies basketball against Northwest Nazarene.
Well, partner, I think you have to be very pleased with how well the Penguins played defensively. Coming off a game where they gave up 91 points to Humboldt State, they hold the Argonauts to 60 points and 24% from the field. If you're Coach Lacoste, you got to be very happy with that performance.
Big win by the Penguins. We'll be back for men's broadcast here at radio.dominican.edu. Tune in about 15 minutes for some pregame for the Penguins versus the Argos.
Daytime is lonely, the night gets me blue. Nothing to say. Nothing to say now, nothing to show.
got everything. Slow walking, you come up, then I notice the rain. Is it something he bought you, or only a ring?